Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. Powered by our supporting partners, NHI, RCARE, NRC Health, TSO Life, Erdman, and Sherpa. View more and check out all things Bridge the Gap on our new website, btgvoice.com.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. And we are once again sitting down with an excellent thought leader in the space here in San Diego at the NIC conference. I am happy to welcome Ryan Chase. He is the managing director of Blueprint out of Chicago. Welcome, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome, man.
Yes. And Ryan, we share a love for seniors housing, and we're also on the Future Leaders Council. Talk to us about your progression into the space. You could have worked in any vertical doing what you're doing, using your time and your talents, but you've chosen to center them in on seniors housing.
Sure.
But then also you're using your time and talents to volunteer the leadership at NIC.
So how did I get into senior housing? It's actually a long story.
Well, we've got some time.
So you asked that question around the conference, and a lot of people say, oh, you know, I kind of fell into it, right? So I actually started in a completely different business. I worked in derivatives trading in Chicago for a few years, right when I got out of school. And, you know, after a few years of that, I looked around, and I was noticing that a lot of my friends who were working in real estate, they had a lot more socially inclusive networks in their job. And I started thinking, you know, that's the kind of business that I want to be in. So I was back in school. I applied to get an internship at Ventas. They took me.
Wow.
And from there, it was history. So I started really becoming interested in the healthcare component. My family's got a lot of healthcare background. My sister's a nurse practitioner. My mom's a hospital executive. So I've had healthcare my whole life around the dinner table. And then it's just funny that, you know, I started really, you know, enjoying it and becoming passionate about senior housing through that experience. Met a really ambitious and talented group of people who, in 2013, we started Blueprint. And we had five people on the team. Now we've got about 50. And it's just been a crazy ride. So very happy the way that it's worked out. The industry itself is growing. That doesn't hurt. And we got to figure out a way to help it grow responsibly and, you know, be good stewards of, you know, connecting people and making wise investments and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So before you guys talk about the Future Leaders Council, because I know that was the second part. So tell me a little bit about, I'm intrigued by the Blueprint startup, five guys. Right,
yep.
2013, all similar backgrounds or very diverse? How'd you guys know each other?
So we all actually exited from a national real estate brokerage firm.
Okay.
So very similar backgrounds, very good at facilitating deals.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, you know, there was really a lot of other companies that viewed brokerage in a traditional sense where they said, okay, the solution for this owner is to sell. And we wanted to provide a suite of services that was more agnostic to the solutions. Maybe it's not selling, maybe it's helping people find new partners, new operators, new managers. There's all kinds of ways that you can approach the challenges that all these owners and capital providers and stakeholders of the industry run into every day that don't have to do with selling. So
yeah.
We're trying to change brokerage from a pure sales play into a suite of services that help people, you know, connect live wires in a whole lot of other ways other than selling.
Yeah, so you and Lucas, you guys work super hard in your day jobs, have such an appreciation for what you guys do, but you work super hard on your give backs too. And so, you know, tie this into Nick and
sure.
Future Leaders Council. How did that all come about?
Got it. Well, so we did have one person who was on the Futures Leaders Council at Blueprint ahead of me.
Okay.
Ben Firestone.
An alumni to the podcast.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I think he's got the fourth most downloaded
podcast.
Yeah,
he's very proud of that.
He slipped from number three to number four.
Let's beat him, Ryan.
We need everyone to download this one.
Yeah.
So I get bragging rights in the office. But So observing him, you know, facilitating connections. The NIC mission is to allow access and choice. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring capital into the industry by creating transparency effectively through data, through conferences like this where people get to meet everyone. And the mission of Blueprint's actually not too dissimilar from it, is we are trying to align people thoughtfully with data and experience to also facilitate connections. So our mission and the NIC mission are different, but they rhyme. And, you know, for us to facilitate, you know, connections and teach people, you know, in case of the boot camp, you know, how to value a deal, it's not too dissimilar from connecting, you know, live wires in different ways. So it was a natural fit. It's something that's very similar to what we're doing, you know, when we're training our analysts, you know, how to do already. So how do we, you know, propel that, you know, bigger than what we are as a firm? And, you know, the FLC is a good vehicle for that.
So you guys have thrown around this boot camp. for those that don't know what the boot camp is, like yours truly, just been hearing some nuggets. Is it too early to release information? Can we talk about this secret boot camp? Is it a secret? Like, what's the big mystery?
Exactly. No mystery. No secret. I got the opportunity to attend at the fall conference, and Ryan. So Nick is actually transitioning and elevating this personal development aspect of what they're doing for continued learning to give back to the space to help people coming into the business or people that are even working in the business refine their skills in this area. Talk to us about what the boot camp is.
Yeah, so the boot camp, the best way to describe it, you know, concisely, is it's a crash course that brings in subject matter experts from, you know, whether it's the capital side, whether it's the operation side, whether it's the market assessment side, in order to value a deal. And so the people that contribute to it are people who do that component of analyzing whether or not the opportunity makes sense to buy for their company and help them grow every day. And so it started out, this will be my fourth boot camp that I've helped contribute to. I was actually doing it a little bit even before I was on the FLC, actually. But it started off, it was a two-hour event. A couple years after, you know, that I'd been in on the boot camp, it was a four-hour event. Now it's going to be a six-hour event. We're working on getting some, you know, well-regarded thought leaders to be keynote speakers to help impart their wisdom on a crowd that's new to the industry.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you also have, you know, networking that happens before. People make connections while the boot camp is running, and then there's a networking afterwards. So people don't just learn about how to value deal; they take home connections as well. So it's overall just a great opportunity.
So this boot camp, does it take place at NIC conference, or is it throughout the year? What?
So originally, yes, it was connected to the actual fall NIC. The feedback that we'd gotten was overwhelmingly that people would come to this even if it wasn't connected to the NIC. Meaning, you know, if you had a satellite event, people would sign up and people were coming to the NIC just for the boot camp.
Wow.
Right. So the NIC, being the marketing savvy organization that they are, they listen to that. And so it's actually in North Carolina, April 10th. Mm-hmm. And it starts at 9 a.m. And it is not connected to any conference. And it'll be the first time we've done a satellite event. Mm-hmm. It'll be for a full day. And then I would imagine that as we learn from this one as well, we'll figure out how to do other satellite events. And we may even have, like, you know, down the road, speaking of professional development, Lucas and I learned in our FLC meeting yesterday that we might have additional modules of learning over time, whether it be right now we're doing it's assessing a deal and valuing it. We might just have a much deeper dive into operations in the future. We might just have a much deeper dive into building, you know, the financial model that we give to the users in the future. So there's all kinds of ideas that they're thinking about, they're toying with on how to, you know, continue the education of the industry.
That's really cool. So who's the target? I think you said kind of new folks to the senior housing industry. Does that mean just young, or is that anyone that's just entering the space?
I would say young in terms of actual senior housing experience. Okay. Right. So the typical attendee has 3 years of or less experience in seniors housing, but there are a lot of experienced people that are trying to figure out how to get into the space. Obviously the secret's out, you know, like the NCREIF returns are, you know, 10% year over year, where, you know, the broader healthcare sector is 6%. Mm-hmm. Right. And so Wall Street hears this, the broader investor market hears this. And so you've got companies like, you know, I'll take a company like Blackstone, who, you know, in the early 2000s, they were in their senior housing space. Then they exited it. Then they came back in a big way. So, you know, obviously Blackstone is a very sophisticated company. They've had people mm-hmm. who are, you know, very smart in their own right at the boot camp. So it's not necessarily young. Are you old or young? It's just experience in the business.
Cool.
And walk us through the person that has not attended a boot camp before. When they walk in, what would they experience as far as the setup, and what would they gain out of being there?
Sure. So what we do is we place people into teams and a round table. You'll have, you know, maybe 6 to 8 people at a table, depending on the final format and how many attendees we have. Plus, you'll have one FLC table captain guide the discussion for when there's individual breakout sessions. So you'll be working on a team, and what ends up happening is you know, we'll have one of the economists from NIC, Lana, she'll, you know, give an industry overview. Where is senior housing today in terms of occupancy, absorption, average rate growth, all the kinds of things that, you know, the broad fundamental data points that everyone should know. Then the case gets presented. It's an actual senior housing transaction that did occur. We've disguised the name and location so as to keep some confidentiality. But this is a deal that did occur. It did trade. And what happens is we go through different modules of assessing the market, understanding, you know, marketing and sales, understanding how to capitalize the deal. So we go through these different speakers who are all subject matter experts in their individual speaking roles. And then all the teams get together and they bid on the deal.
Okay.
And they submit their bids. They get a whole bunch of time to, you know, talk about it, weigh the options that, you know, have been presented to them. As the broker who presents it to them, there's a lot of value add components, and they have to decide, you know, do they believe the broker on this one or that one? And so it's a fun discussion. And then at the end, we stack up all the bids and we talk to all the groups about, you know, why they bid what, how they valued it. And so everyone gets to hear, you know, and learn a little bit about how everyone's valuing it, which is, you know, the ultimate point. And then at the end, we tell them what really happened in real life. So there's a case, it's a case study where they get to say, you know, if your job is to go out and buy deals and deploy capital, you know, what really did happen? Because this is a case study that occurred a few years ago.
Yeah. And this is one of those things that I think lends itself so well to our podcast platform. Mm-hmm. We are trying to reach some outsiders. We're trying to educate and inform and influence the people in the business, and then also bring outsiders in as a recruitment tool to say, hey, we need some talent. We need good people here. And Nick, I mean, it's, you know, our friendship has grown through the NIC platform into this podcast. And we love to hear this, that this is available.
Well, absolutely. And how fitting. We're in San Diego, military town. I'm actually looking out where Navy SEALs train, and Future Leaders Council boot camp is like Navy SEAL training for people that have a little bit of base knowledge, but turning them into executing a deal. Yeah. That's really, really fascinating.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And Ryan, we thank you so much for spending time with us. We are definitely going to connect in the show notes. For anybody that's listening, it's going to be April 10th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Come out, come meet Ryan, come meet the future leaders, and come meet the thought leaders in that space that are going to be putting on this training program and a great networking opportunity. So we'll connect Ryan in the show notes, the information about how to sign up, and ways to connect with us. You can always go to BTG Voice to connect with Josh and I and listen to past shows. But other than that, thank you for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.